Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. He is so good. He is so worthy of our praise. Amen. You just can't help. You can't keep quiet about God. He's just so good. You want to tell everybody and anybody and anything that'll listen to you, right? Praise God. Just ask my dog Scout. He hears it all night long, all day long. The other night, Miss Claudia and I were texting back and forth. And she was sharing her dog life with me. And I was like, meanwhile, look at my dog. He's laid out. But I didn't tell you he was laid out in the glory because we were watching services online. And a camp meeting with Pastor Rox and Pastor Deb and Pastor Danny and Pastor Jordan are all at the Raton family camp meeting. Praise God. And God has been moving. He has been just delivering. He's been imparting good things into their lives. And it's been wonderful to watch. Anybody else catching it online? So it was Monday and Tuesday night that Pastor was ministering. Last night, the healing lines were just going and going and going. I don't even know how many people Pastor laid hands on, but we were already seeing the fruit of that happening right there in the altar during the services. And I'm sure there's more testimonies coming after that, but they are hungry. People are hungry and they know God is alive, and they know that they went for a purpose, and that was to hear and receive from God. Amen. So it's been wonderful to intercede and to bring our supply of faith. Amen. And our anointing from home, because there is no distance in the anointing. And I'm telling you what, our house was full of the glory, full of his love and his peace. You can just sense Jesus in our house, as I'm sure many of you who watched in, who tuned in as well, were receiving the same thing. And from the same one in your home, he's just so beautiful. Praise God. So they are in Raton still. They are going to be there for this evening service. You can always go back and catch it online because you faithful people came to the house of God tonight. Praise God. And so I'll be doing that myself. And they will be returning home because Pastor has a wonderful anointed message to deliver to us for Father's Day. What? Are you excited about Father's Day? I know you are. You got some kids. All right. he's a fruitful man. Praise God. That's my man, by the way. So, you guys, y'all need to show up. All the dads, show up on Sunday. We are opening up the house at 9 o'clock for you to be served breakfast. Praise God. And no, the men are not cooking their own meal. We have beautiful ladies who have it in their heart to do so and put everything together. So thank you to those of you who all have a hand in that. Many, many blessings, a hundredfold return for your heart of serving. But men, you ain't getting none if you don't come. Amen. So get here. Praise God. And then as Pastor said on Sunday morning, bring some dads that you know. Bring them into the house of God and let us bless them. Praise God. So speaking of, we have breakfast at 9 o'clock for the men. If you come in at 9:15, there's going to be breakfast. If you come in at 9:30, there's going to be breakfast. Either way, come in so that you can partake in fellowship. We want you to come and hang out with other men of God who are also men of victory. Praise God. All right. And then, if you did not see the announcements, before we started worship, we are actually starting a Women of Victory book club, and we are going to start reading in the next week or two a book by Pastor Nancy Dufresne called Responding to the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen in the house of God? See, it sounds like you already read the book. Because we have our part to play. We cannot receive unless we do what God has asked us to do to receive what he's already done. And so, ladies, if you need any more information on that, please see our announcement screens. But you can also come up to me and I'll help you with all the information on how to get your book. Amen. Thank you, Miss Rachel. Yes, and we do have the fabulous QR code that Miss Ronnie put together for us. So, ladies, all you have to do is open up your phone to your camera and click in on that QR code. Click that link that pops up, and it will take you to our round page for payment. Amen? All right, so let's go ahead and get started with the Word of God. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for the time that we are entering with you as we open up your Word. We thank you, Lord, that we receive revelation from your word tonight. We receive insight, Father. We receive something that you have specifically for each one of us who chose to come to the house of God to hear from you, to be with you, and to hear your word of truth being spoken over their lives. I thank you, Lord, right now for shalom in this room. I am thanking you right now, Lord, that your presence is strong in here, that your aroma is so sweet to us, Father, as we dine and as we commune together to eat the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So family, tonight I'm going to be talking to you about faith for the increase. Somebody say that, faith for the increase. Anybody in here a child of God? Amen. You're a child of God because you've claimed Jesus as your brother and you've claimed God as God Almighty. He is your Lord. He is your King of Kings. Amen. He is the one that you have allowed him to come and enter into your life. You have said yes to his son, Jesus Christ, that Jesus is Lord of my life. And because of that, increase in every area of your life belongs to you. Somebody say, increase belongs to me. It is the will of God that his children are blessed, that his kids are taken care of. It's his will for us to increase. It's his will for us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Anybody else agree? Good, because that's the word, 3 John 2. Amen? So when you seek first the kingdom of God, guess what? You're going to experience the kingdom of God. The citizens of heaven experience the benefits of heaven. Have you seen some benefits of heaven working in your life lately? Praise God. Me too. So as I just read Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. To who? To you, the one who seeks first. To who? To you, the one who seeks first, because you know what belongs to you, and you know who belongs to you. And as a citizen of heaven, you are God's kid, and you can open up his refrigerator anytime you want. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? I have some kids at home at summer break, and my youngest one is constantly in the fridge or constantly in the pantry or constantly in my purse. I mean, she's just all over the place. But she can, because she belongs to me. She lives in my house, and what's in my house, for the most part, belongs to her too. So open up your daddy's fridge and take what belongs to you. See, I said that because the next time you go home, you're going to open up that fridge tonight. And you're going to remember that. I'm a citizen of heaven, and what's in heaven belongs to me. Amen? Praise God. So Genesis 24, verse 1 says, Genesis 24, verse 1. So it says here that Abraham was well advanced in age, and the Lord blessed him in all things. It didn't say Abraham was well advanced in age, so there were some things he couldn't do. Right? There was no limit on that scripture. God is saying, Abraham, my man, yeah, you're well advanced in age. Praise God. Now, see, y'all should be saying that. I may be well advanced in age. Doesn't that sound fancy? Well advanced. How old are you? I'm well advanced. I'm well advanced. Right? That's better than saying I'm old. No, you're well advanced. You're going to learn why here in just a minute. Abraham was well advanced in age, and the Lord blessed him in all things. Somebody say all things. Other translations say it this way. Abraham was blessed in every way. Abraham was successful in everything he did. So guess what? This blessing that is on your life as a child of God, as the seed of Abraham, a co-heir in Christ, is an all-inclusive blessing. Now, when we first moved here, we had some friends who had some a benefit package, if you will, at a beautiful resort down the road. And we discovered the resort by hearing about it, word of mouth, right? And so we're listening and we're like, man, that sounds awesome. Oh, that's so good. Man, what a great place. I want to go. Well, we actually developed a relationship with people who had a membership to this resort. Now, the thing is, when we were with them, we enjoyed anything and everything we wanted that came with that package as a full-time member. But when we went on our own, we'd probably be rejected. You only thought that was funny because it's funny. You don't have access. You can't come in. Who are you? Right? But then when our friends show up and they're like, hey guys, we're going to the resort. We got you some bands. Y'all want to come? We're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. We're wearing the bands. They don't show up, but guess who still gets to go in? The one wearing the band. I'm with the band. Get it? The band I'm wearing. But anyway, my youth group's in here. I'm already pulling on them. But for real though, I know who I am and I know what I have access to, and I'm not embarrassed to order some tea or some lemonade or a sandwich or whatever I want. Pull me up this because I'm a member for the day. But your benefit package with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords lasts a lifetime. You can have what you want if you really want it. You can go after what's yours if you know it's yours. In youth group, we're starting a discussion on reading your Bible more, because how can you know what God wants for you if you don't know what he has for you? The will of God, the word of God begins where the will of God is known. People can't believe in something they don't know. They just can't. I wish they'd stop talking like that. Don't they know the power of their words? Probably not. But you do, and therefore your life is blessed. So how about we do what the Bible tells us, equip the saints, right, for the work of the ministry, and that's our part as believers to go out and help somebody when the grace is there. Because if the grace ain't there, it's probably going to be messy and they ain't going to want to listen to you. Trust me, I know. Again, Abraham was well advanced in age, and all these things, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. Somebody say all things. All right, now listen, a few chapters before that, God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, I am the God who is more than enough. You see, Abraham, I know that there are many other little gods around here, but I am the God of more than enough. You see, I know that there are other people that you can be financed through, but I just want you to know today, not me, but God, that I am the Lord your God, who is more than enough. As I've been walking through this here in the last few weeks for my personal life, one of the things that I've taken notice is how many times God has to tell his people, I am the Lord your God. Have you ever read it like that? I am the Lord your God. Because sometimes we can get real traditional reading the word and we can just skim by it. I am the Lord your God, blah, 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 right? And so on and so forth. But I have been really watching that lately. I am the Lord your God. Kyle, I'm the Lord your God. Why? Because God is aware of all the little homies, if you will, that keep moving around you to tempt you otherwise, to try to convince you of who they are. You hear so much on the news, social media, your friends at work, about their life and their way of increasing, and it may look like they're doing good in life. But let me tell you something. Those who rely on the things of the world will experience lack sooner or later. They're going to experience a heartbreak sooner or later. But for those who are citizens of kingdom, they get to experience shalom in all things, at all time, in every way, and in every place of their life. Can I get an amen? Somebody say, I'm a citizen of heaven. So Genesis 17:1, I am the Lord your God who is more than enough. Live your life in my presence. Be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and I will greatly multiply your descendants. Now, the Message translation says it this way. Live entirely before me. Live to the hilt. Now, I didn't really hear that word before, live to the hilt. So I'm like, what's live to the hilt? To be honest, my first thought was 300. Anybody ever seen the movie 300? It is one of my favorite movies. Like, it really is. It's crazy. But it's not your typical girly movie, but that's probably why I really like it. It's adventurous. See, I really like it. Well, in that movie, I can see men going to battle and they are taking what belongs to them at all costs. They don't care who tries to come up against them. They're not worried about what they're trying to say to them. They know who they are. They know what they're out to get, and they know they're going to get it. That sounds like a bunch of believers I know. So God here is saying, live entirely before me, live to the hilt. So guess what? Live to the hilt. And yes, I looked it up. And it means live until you're satisfied. Isn't that wonderful? Live until you're satisfied. Live until you've had enough. That kind of takes me back in the day when I was a teenager up in the church. I've had enough and I'm coming to get my stuff. Praise God. Live and don't hold anything back. Embracing it fully without reservation. Don't even think twice about the way you're about to live now. Don't think twice about it. Oh man, life is going really good. I'm advancing in life and I'm doing so great and I'm seeing increase in everything that I'm doing, but there's haters now. Oh well. Y'all had experienced haters? Y'all know what haters are? People against you? People who talk smack about the blessing that's on your life? People who are just uncomfortable with you being too rich, too well, too healthy, too smart, too wise, too favored? If you keep walking in love with people who are like that, you're going to see their life change through you. You are. We've seen it happen. Don't get hard on them, but walk in love with them. And you're going to watch them get a little bit soft. And then the Lord's going to make an opportunity for the grace to go on in there and change their heart. Amen? And when that happens, let me know so I can rejoice with you. Listen, I also found out that it even speaks of a knife going into the flesh of the enemy. Putting in the blade as far as it can go, guaranteeing success on your part. That also sounds like the movie 300. But guess what? At that part, I thought about the word of God. I was like, dude, that's like the word of God. When you take it and you do something with it, your enemy hates it. Satan hates hearing the word of God. So how often are you going to use the word? How often are you going to speak the word? And are you going to speak it until you feel a little bit of opposition? And then we're going to back down because we just can't take the opposition? Or are you going to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it until you've had enough? Until you've seen the success happen in your life. Until you've seen and you've experienced breakthrough happening right in front of you. Guaranteeing success on your part. Your covenant with God is guaranteed because his blood paid for it. Jesus is not on a cross every day dying for us. He is not every day taking the beatings on his back. He's done it once and for all. Praise God. You can use the word of God as much as you want and jab it into your situation or circumstance until victory is yours. Or you can allow the circumstance to claim you as its victim. We're the victorious ones. Amen. Again, tonight, we're talking about faith for the increase. Somebody say that with me. Faith for the increase. The depth of your increase is dependent upon the depth of your understanding about the will of God, and that is for you to prosper, to increase in your life and in all things. Not just some things, all things. I think sometimes the body of believers tend to be okay with prospering financially, but not in your body. I think sometimes a body of believers tend to be okay prospering socially, but not financially. Why are we picking and choosing which area of our life we want the blessing to work in when you have it all? And God blessed Abraham in all things. Or what about when you experience a little bit of healing and that's good enough? No, God said all. After you get prayed over. Did y'all watch Billy Burke, Miracles on the Mountain, by the way, at Eagle Mountain? Powerful, anointed time. I tend to use those services, though, for teaching. I want to know, Lord, and I want to see things. I want to understand things as I watch Billy Burke minister under the Holy Ghost with the anointing. I want to see how he moves with you. I want to see why he's saying what he's saying. And people would have hands laid on them, and they would just be smacked by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you can see them in that moment receive all of God's power. And when they get up, he's like, how do you feel? And they're like, well, I still have this and I still have that. And this is not working. And then I forgot about that. And he's like, no. How are you feeling right now? And they're like, oh, but you know, but yeah, I mean that, yeah. I mean, but I still have this and this is still over here. And he's like, no. And he kind of walks away a little bit, you know. He's done this many, many years. But I'm like, just receive it. Just receive. Sometimes I'm watching the TV, like, just stop talking and just let God shower on you. Let it pour out on you. Stop talking. Well, I just wanted what you did first. I'm still thinking and worrying about everything else that isn't working right now. But if you would recognize that first time what God was doing in you then and kept meditating on what he did then and kept thanking him for what he did then, everything else in your body will start to come towards what you are meditating on. The fullness of God's healing power is at work in your body right now in the name of Jesus. God's telling us it's up to you and me to have as much success in life as we want. He's done everything on his part, and it's up to us to do our part. It's up to us to do our part. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Who hung on a tree? Jesus. What's his name? What is his name? Jesus. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:13. I want to remind you that as the seed of Abraham, the blessing is at work in your life today, right now, today, right now, as you're seated in the house of God under the anointing of the spoken word coming forth, the blessing of the Lord is at work in your life today. Do you need favor? It's at work. Do you need healing? It's at work. Do you need understanding? Have it. The blessing is at work in your life today, right now. The blessing was God's first word spoken over mankind. Blessed, you're empowered to prosper. To be blessed, oh, I like this, is to continually walk in the spirit of increase. You see, last season, God showed me that we were in our winning season. And that was wonderful because guess what? We had a wonderful season. But I'm asking God, what are you doing right now? What are you saying right now? Where do you want us to go? What do you need us to do? We want to be in your will right now, Lord. This season, right now, we are walking in a spirit of increase. Amen. Those who responded out of their mouths, declare it. I am walking in the spirit of increase. You see, because in order for God to do something, we have to open our mouth and say something. We have to grab on to what he is giving out. Your thinking is not good enough. Higher levels, we're moving up. We're going from faith to faith, glory to glory. We've got to move up. We cannot sit in church and do the same thing we did 10 years ago if it wasn't working. That's not working. He asked you a question. It's not me asking you the question. It's the Holy Spirit asking you. I am in a season of increase. So when people ask you, how are you? I'm blessed. I'm continually walking in a spirit of increase. And you can too. That's what I like to tell people. And you can too. Let me tell you how. All right, listen. We're supposed to be fruitful and we're supposed to increase. Colossians 1:9 tells us so. God has called us to prosper, to be productive. And he's called us to increase, abound, advance in all things. All things. Now, go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28, please. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'm going to read it in the Message translation. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Remember, I was sharing with you how I've been looking at my word and the your God is standing out to me more and more and more. The Lord, your God. So I went over here to Deuteronomy 28 and I'm reading the blessing. I'm reminding myself of what is on me, what I am walking in, what I'm supposed to be experiencing. What is my life supposed to look like? Well, it's supposed to look like the blessing. Amen. So over here, he starts off with that. The Lord, your God. Now remember, in the world that we live in today, there are still little G's walking around. There are still little G's, little gods speaking to you, distracting you, trying to persuade you this way. Hector and I were talking about this earlier, and he was letting me know that he heard a mini clip of somebody talking to parents about sports and how sports has become a god in most American families. And I said, man, that is the truth. Because some parents tend to believe their baseball coach more than they believe the pastor. Some kids, and we've talked about this in youth group, tend to quote what their coach says over what the word says. Some kids tend to believe that they can get the scholarships if they work this hard, do this thing, go here, stay here, know this person. But our children know that you have favor with God and man, and with God first. That's why you have the favor with man. It doesn't work the opposite direction. Amen, Isaac? It doesn't. The hand of God is good upon your life because you're a citizen of heaven. Amen. So Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, right now, what I'm saying to you, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you. And pour it out, right? That's what we're singing. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're singing about. This is what we're meditating when we think of and sing about heaven opening up. All these blessings will pour out on you. He'll shower down his blessings on you. They'll come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of your God. God's blessing inside the city. God's blessing in the country. God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the cows of your herds, the lambs of your flocks, the chickens running. No, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Bless the chickens, Lord. God's blessing on your basket and your bread bowl. God's blessing in your coming in and God's blessing in your going out. Doesn't this sound like all things? Verse 7, God will defeat the enemies who attack you. I feel like I'm being attacked. Well, that's nothing to brag about. Deal with it. In the name of Jesus, devil, get out of here. In the name of Jesus, body be made well. If your mind is quote unquote driving you crazy, I am single-minded upon the things of God. I have the mind of Christ. Or if it's the kids, shalom. Summer's here. I know. Praise God. Y'all saw some. Amy, go to children's church. Please, please go. Somebody get her. Go to children's church. Amen. Keep the peace. I remind that little girl, no, we are a strife-free zone in this house. You in my house now. every day, all day, until August some. God will order a blessing. Oh, he's ordering it. God will order a blessing on your barns and your workplaces. He will bless you in the land that God, your God, is giving you. God will form you as a people holy to him, just as he promised you. If you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live the way he has shown you, all the peoples on earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. They'll look at you different. They'll honor you. They'll favor you. They want to be with you. They want to talk to you. Sometimes people can talk to you and they're like, do you have a few minutes? Can we just sit and talk for a little bit? And you're like, oh, I've got like 50 million things going on right now, but yeah, I guess so. No, it's yes. You can have my time right now. What do you need? I'm all ears. Instead of rushing around. Why? Because the blessing doesn't stay with you. It's supposed to go beyond you. I am blessed to be a blessing. I am a citizen of heaven, and therefore I want to extend heaven your way. 11, God will lavish you with good things. Mama, you need some new clothes. You need a new dress. He's going to lavish you. He's going to pour out. Yes, girl, take it. He's going to pour out a blessing on you. You're going to find the right dress at the right time. Why? Because you are a citizen of heaven. And when you go and pick up that dress, you're going to be treated nicely. You're going to be treated with favor. And when favor opens up the door for you, you just get ready, because heaven came in and heaven's about to go out. Because this is the great awakening. It's not only about the dress. It's about who else is at the end of the dress. Y'all think we just dressing all pretty. There's a reason to it. Amen. Side note, let me just give you another example. About a week or so ago, I decided to go get my nails done because they were looking, as Nina would say, crusty. And I was like, okay, we need to go get these nails looking pretty fine. And like, you know, I got lady hands and not, you know, hard man hands. So I go in and I'm driving around town and I'm like, okay, Lord, which one do I go to? Because I'm not like a nail salon snob. I just go where the Holy Spirit tells me to go. And I decided to go into this one nail salon, and I was like, okay, Lord, we're going to sit here. And I walk in a whole full area, and I'm like, hey, Henry. Some of y'all probably know where I went. And I was like, do you have time to do a mani and pedi? He's like, yes, ma'am. And at first, I was like, no, you don't, because you full. Like, all of these, and like, all the chairs were full. There were some ladies sitting over here full. And I was like, oh, Jesus, I'm going to have to wait here for like 2 hours. And so I'm waiting in the chair, and he gives me the books for the colors and everything, and I'm just sitting there waiting. Then I noticed there's a well-advanced in age woman sitting next to me, which seemed to be a caregiver. Y'all like that? That was pretty good, right? Which seemed to be a caregiver. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, tune in, Lord, what you going to do here? I know I came to get my nails done, but I'm a citizen of heaven, and I want to bring heaven into the earth. So what are we going to do today? No joke. We're sitting there. And I'm listening to the conversation. I'm picking up some nails. Got my new nail color. Praise God. But here we go. I get seated next to her getting her feet done. She was in a wheelchair. And they had to bring her legs over into the beautiful hot water because God was going to lavish on her for her birthday. And I was like, oh, it's her birthday. I love birthdays. Because I especially enjoyed declaring a birthday blessing over people's lives. Like Pastor Deb, she's amazing at that. But here's the thing. I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying her conversation about a birthday party dance that was coming up. The family was throwing her a big birthday. I believe it was her 90th birthday. After I'm done, I get seated next to her table while she's getting her nails painted now. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. It's like, this is awesome. So I go over there and I sit down right next to her and I said, so it's your birthday? And she's like, well, it's tomorrow. I was like, well, praise God. That's awesome. And so I just, you know, get my nails cleaned off and everything like that. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And I'm like really excited because I know Jesus is about to do something for this special lady. And I'm waiting for it now. So what are you going to do for your birthday? And I just like start talking. And it was so cool because that friendliness opened up a conversation. And it softened her heart towards a stranger. And the lady that was helping her was so kind and thanking me for being such a kind person. But I'm like, this is amazing. This is so awesome. And then the lady tells me, I am so glad it's my birthday because it's one more year that I'm alive. And I look at her and my heart just like sunk. And I said, yes, it is. And you have many more to come. And that was the moment to lay my hand on her. I mean, hug her and just love on her, right? And with long life, will he say, I mean, I was like loving Jesus with her. Well, she said something I didn't quite understand. But the caregiver leaned over her and told me that she has cancer in her body. And she's had some really rough days. Yesterday was a really hard one. And then that lady said, oh, but today was worse. Not on my watch. You see, you think you're going to these places because naturally you want to, but you are a supernatural being. And we youth group always declare that we are at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things with the right people. And that day, I declared her whole, healed, nothing missing, nothing broken. Devil, get off of my friend. And guess what? I believe she's cancer free. Completely. I told her, girlfriend, you just get ready because the Lord was painting your nails and your toes for that celebration that's coming. You're going to be celebrating the victory of healing that took place in your body. I believe that with all my heart. He's going to lavish you with good things. Children from your womb, offspring from your animals, and crops from your land. The land that God promised your ancestors that he would give to you. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule. On schedule. No delays, amen, on schedule, and he will bless the work you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. Amen? God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be top dog, never the underdog. As you, y'all, underdog. Yes, the underdog has a beautiful story of fight and victory, but I'm going to tell you what, you ain't got to go there as a child of God. You don't have to stay a minute and live in the land of not enough. You don't. When I was working through this with the Lord, he reminded me of an old school song by Kenny Gatlin. We left nothing back in Egypt. We ain't going back there. There's nothing to go back there to get. Everything you need is right here and still headed towards you. Amen? So keep moving. Keep moving ahead. Keep walking forward. Keep looking ahead. Keep looking unto Jesus. Amen? I am commanding you today, don't swerve an inch to the right or to the left from the words that I command you today by going off and following and worshiping other gods. Well, they told me if I did it this way, I would have it that way. But did God tell you? And is that the godly way? Well, they said I could become this faster if I did it this way and if I knew this person and if I went to this location. But is God with you? And did God lead you? Because I learned early on, it's okay to say no to the things you don't want. It's okay to say no to the things you don't need. It's okay. Because you answer to God, not to man. When you tell them thank you, but no thank you, that's not for me. No, I'd rather not. You don't owe them an explanation. Thank you, Pastor, for teaching me that. You don't owe them an explanation when you know that God already told you what to do. I am supposed to increase in every way in all things and become successful in everything I do. And so are you. Now listen, here are four things you need to know about people who increase. Are you ready to increase? Are you ready to increase according to what the prophet said? More and more and more and more. Now, as you've heard me tonight, it's not just about finances. It's not just about having success at work. In every single area of your life, Let's say your pain level after being prayed over, received your healing. Maybe you were at home, you took communion, received it in your body. You believe God that you were strong, healthy, whole, and well. And then the pain just kind of went down from a 10 to a 4. Rejoice. Rejoice. And then rejoice again. Because all of it's going to be gone. Physically, you're going to feel it leave your body. Number one, people who want to increase, they acknowledge that God is their source. God, your God, my God, he is our source, our one and only source. Yes, he will use people, but we're not called to use people. We're not. Well, if I can just become buddy-buddy with them, that's not going to last. Well, if I can just slide on in real quick in the DMs, get on out, Satan. That was for the youth group. Y'all, the stuff I learned is like, what? Who did what? Let me have their name. I'm going to go look them up. I'm going to go praying over them. You invite me to youth group next Wednesday because I want to meet them. Praise God. They acknowledge that God is their source. You must serve God, your God. You must love God, your God. You must obey God, your God. If it's in his will, he will pay the bill. God, but I really want to do this. Well, did I tell you you could? Yes, I got you. That's how he works. Then why are you stressing over it? Why are you trying to rework things? I got this. Just keep tuning in. I'll lead you in the directions you need to go. I'll work it out. But God, we really want to go to this location, but I only got this in the bank. Did I tell you you were going this summer? Yes. Then why are you changing your mind? Then why did you go look for a different ticket? For real, right? I told you were going. I'm going to make the way for it. Pack your bags. You going. I'm going to tell you what, little Emily Grace, she did that this whole first, gosh, maybe through, and our Florida trip was the same way. So from the beginning of the year to recently, we have seen God take our words of what we desire to have and go do be. And he's like, okay, done. Let me put the order in for you. That's what the Bible said. He's putting orders in for us. Emmy's like, I really want to go to NASA. And we're like, okay. Awesome. We never heard you talk about NASA, but if you want to go, then okay, we'll think about it. Lord, what about NASA? Didn't really hear nothing. About six months or so later, she brings it up again. And we're like, this little girl really wants to go to NASA. She's super creative. The way she thinks is amazing. And I'm like, this is totally Emmy. She needs to see NASA. But we ain't got no time on the calendar. My planner's full. What are we going to do, Lord? Emmy wants to go to NASA. He's going to make it happen. All of a sudden, Daddy's phone rings from a new client who reached out to him. Hey, I need one of your buildings. Where is it at? Oh, do you know where NASA is? I ain't playing. This is true. He's like, yes, I do. She's like, great. We're just a few minutes up the road from NASA. So we get the hotel room right up the road from NASA. And Emmy Grace gets to enjoy NASA. Isn't that wonderful? He's so good. Many things happen like that for us. Out of your mouth, he will take your words of faith and do something with them. I trust in God, not man. Put the pressure on God and his word, not on man, because man can't keep his word. I want to ask you this before we close. What are you looking at? And who are you looking to? God or man? The blessing or the curse? The blessing or the curse? Because you lay hold what you behold. I heard Sarah Pearson share this one time. When she visited India on a mission trip, she heard the story of a little girl who had four arms and four legs. She was also named after a Hindu goddess named Lakshmi, known as the goddess of wealth. As she traveled through the town, she stayed, and she noticed that all of the businesses were named after that goddess, that all of the billboards were magnified with the picture of this goddess. The whole community of people beheld this goddess. So much so that the children in their womb were coming out looking like the goddess. Your life right now can begin to look like the God, your God, that you are beholding. The curse, that goddess of wealth, not true. There's nothing wealthy, prosperous about what their children were looking like. Nothing wealthy about what their lives were like. They were hurting. They were in poverty. They were reaching out to a man-made God to meet their needs. That thing could work with the sight of the person, the flesh, mankind. They worked with the image they were working with and recreated the flesh on the inside of another flesh to produce something that was false, a false God. You get what I'm saying? The more you behold lack, the more your life looks like it. The more you behold strife, the more you become strife. The more you want to talk about it, the more you want to dwell on the report of the doctor rather than dwelling and meditating and living in the promises of God's word. Which house do you want to live in? I am a citizen of heaven. My life looks like heaven. My relationships look, sound, smell like heaven. There is nothing missing and nothing broken in my life because I am a citizen of heaven. Heaven lives in me. I'm infused with heaven's strength. He saturates my very being from the top of my head to the soles of my feet because I'm consumed with him, and oh, does he consume me. And my life, through the words that come out of my mouth, through the actions that I take daily, they look like the one I've beheld. I look at Jesus. I meditate on his promises. I sing, I dance, I move, I breathe Jesus. But because of the fallen world, too many of citizens of heaven have laid their eyes on the wrong thing and the wrong one. And therefore, their lives look like what they've beheld. Not us. Not us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your life has, is now, and will take the shape of the one you are worshiping. And don't play games. Don't fake it till you make it. Get into faith. Stop. Stop messing around. Get into faith. Why? Because we know better. People who do not succeed in life are people who have no knowledge about increasing, about life itself, about healing, about joy, patience. They lack knowledge. They can't go any further in life. They've gone as far as they know. Or two, they've totally rejected it. And some of the pews in the house of God, some of the chairs are filled void because they said, I don't need any. I've already heard that. I'd rather go do this and then I'll come back. Your life looks like who you behold. It does. If you're going to talk the blessing you will have. If you choose to look at lack, lack you will have. If you choose to accept the craziness of the world's way, the world system, the worldly news, that's what you're going to have. And because I have my young people in here, parents, if you expect your young people's lives to change, be the change. Set the boundaries. Look in on their lives. Look in. You have permission. It's your right to look in on the sheep you are shepherding. It's your right. Because they sometimes don't tell you everything. You sometimes don't know. Oh, but you do. Because you have the Holy Spirit working inside of you. Amen? What are they watching? What are they listening to? Where are they going? Who are they hanging out with? It's your job to find out. And it's okay to make some changes. Amen? It's totally okay. Quickly, number two, allow yourself to be led by God. Allow yourself to be led by God. Those who want to increase in life, allow themselves to be led by God. What he says may not be what you want to hear, but listen anyway. What worked last season or on the last contract or with the last person may not work the same way this time. There's something else he needs you to do. No, I need you to do it this way. Why? Because this person will respond to you better if you do it this way. Well, no, because I... No, what did I tell you? Let's do it this way. Amen? Follow the Holy Spirit. You must see God every time. Find out what God wants to know about the people you come in contact with. Don't force what God has not blessed. Because God takes care of his own. What he says will prosper you. What he tells you will increase you. It will move you forward. You will have the blessings abounding in your life daily. And number three, people who increase persevere and they're persistent. They have a no quit mentality. Remember, to the hilt, take as much as you want until you're satisfied. You ain't happy? Go at it again. You ain't satisfied with that work? Go at it again. That family member might have gotten saved, but now we need the mama. Go after that. Well, I saw this person do this better, but they're still doing these kind of things, and it's not good for them. It's hurting them, and it's going to hurt other people. Keep praying. Why? Until you've seen it all. Until you've seen it all. You've gotten a little bit of this back that was taken from you, but there's still more. Go after more. There's still more. Well, it'll come. Ah, it'll come to those who want it. Emmy, I want to go to NASA. Okay. I want to go to NASA. Okay. We're going to NASA. Okay. Boom. God, let me make it work then. It'll come to those who want it. How bad do you want it? How much do you need that healing in your body? Are you satisfied with just the pinky being healed or do you want the whole hand? Right? Those who came up and said, I only have this thing wrong with me. I just need healing for this arm, but both your legs are hurting. God wants to heal it all. So when you do come and receive prayer, or when you're praying on your own over yourself as well, amen, don't just pray for that one thing. I am all. I am whole. Healthy from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Four, people who increase in life acknowledge God and give him all the glory. All the glory. We started out with number one, acknowledge that he is your source. He is your one and only source. You get a raise? Yes. Thank your boss. Thank them for blessing you, for putting that on you, because it was your hard work that brought the increase. Remember, everything you put your hands to prospers. Therefore, rewards are just a given. They're just going to come your way. They have to show up. Raises into bonuses, checks in the mails, laws and rules change. They have to show up because it's the blessing on your life. The blessing of God is working in your life right now. So give God the glory. Lord, we give you all the glory. You are God, my God, our God, the God of increase. When we go up to Genesis, we also read that Isaac built an altar. He prayed and he worshiped Yahweh. He gave thanks to his God for showing out in front of all those little gods messing with him. He had opposition digging the wells. He knew what he needed to do. People tried to get in his way. They tried to stop. They tried to stuff things. They tried to kick things out the way. But he said, no, I must keep going forward. I must do this. The blessing is at work in my life. They said no, but God said yes. They said not right now, but I said he's on time right now, right now. Well, you're going to have to wait another 6 months. No, I ain't. The blessing of the Lord is working in my life right now. Well, you're probably going to have to take this medication for another 4 months. Nope. The blessing of the Lord is working in my life right now. I am continually walking in a spirit of increase. You need to see increase as a thing moving on the inside of you. Increase. When we're back there praying all together on Sunday morning and we say increase, that's how I see it, is an increase taking place in my life. There is an increase of the Spirit of God moving in your body. There is an increase of the Spirit of joy coming through your body. An increase is taking place in your life today in Jesus' name. Praise God. So he pitched his tent there in the land of gratefulness, in the land of his God being worthy. I'm going to remember this, Lord. I'm going to remember your goodness in this moment. Why? Because I'm going to praise you again when another thing happens. I'm going to rejoice in you the same way I did today. I'm going to pitch my tent right here because you're a good God. Hallelujah. So why did Isaac prosper? Because of what Abraham did. God said Abraham was faithful to him. He listened to his voice and he yielded his heart to follow his direction. He kept my commandments, my instructions, and my teachings. And overall, how does a person increase? They're faithful. They listen to his voice. They yield their hearts to him. And they make his word their home. That's where I live. Thank God for this word. And I'm also grateful for the word that is alive on the inside of me. Amen. Father, thank you for tonight, Lord. Lord, we honor you. You are the God of all our increase. You are our one and only source. You, our God, you're faithful, you're loving, you're kind, you're good, Father. You do take care of those who belong to you. And Lord, I thank you right now for this family of believers that I'm with tonight, our Victorians, Lord. You are with them. You are moving in their lives, as Nina sang over us tonight. You're moving in their lives. You are doing things. You are showing them things. You are rearranging details. You're moving them right into the places that they need to be at for this increase to take place in their life. I thank you, Lord, that those who are experiencing dryness, I speak that is rains shower your land right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that the things that are being held back that bring financial increase, loose yourself in the name of Jesus. I loose you to come now into the hands of every Victory Church member. We are citizens of heaven, and I command our rights. Increase belongs to us. Increase belongs to us. Increase belongs to the citizens of heaven. and you increase, and you increase, and you increase spiritually. Increase, 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 increase. In your health, increase. Good health. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, in your very veins, increase. The power of God on your life, the anointing, Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing is on the inside of you. I say that the flow of his anointing through you increases in Jesus' name. Increase, increase, increase. Your desire to read the word of God, increase. Your desire to do the word of God, increase. I will to do your will, increase. Peace in your home, in your children, increase. Peace in your marriages, increase. Agreement in the marriages, increase. The fruit of your womb, increase for those who want it. Increase. I declare the power of God is working mightily on the inside of you. Increase. Hallelujah, Jesus. Increase. Increase. The spirit of increase is upon you. The words of faith coming out of your mouth, increase. I look at the scriptures. John says, I must decrease so that he can increase. I must change the way I think about things so that his way increases in my life, so that his thinking flourishes in my life. I must decrease negativity so things can start working out for me. Amen. There's all things. You're called to increase in all things. Father, thank you for the increase. And right now, Lord, if I can have our ushers be prepared to receive our offering tonight. Father, we especially, Lord, we thank you for the financial increase that has taken place in this house of victory. You are so good, Lord. You are so good. And we've increased because we do what you say. We trust you, Lord, with our finances. And thank you for the increase so that we can keep being a blessing, so that through our finances, we can remove the curse and bring the blessing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we honor you with our increase and we give our tithe, declaring you are the source of all our increase. We sow our offering to you, thanking you for who you are in our lives and to become a part of something that is bigger than ourselves. Take our finances, Lord, and do something good with it. We say that this offering is meeting the needs of your people, both in this house and those we are called to minister to. We declare today the spirit of increase is upon us today, bringing in a financial blessing that we cannot contain in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready to see that increase? We know it. We believe it. We received it. And I declare even right now, you're going to see it happen in your life. Praise God. If you do need to give through text messaging, you can text to give to VCHL to 73256. You can also mail in your tithe and your offering, if this is the house you receive meat from, to P.O. Box 1237 right here in glorious Marble Falls, Texas. Amen. Ushers, if you please come forward and we'll receive our tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. I like twisted this thing off almost. Praise God. While they're receiving our tithes and offerings today, I want to give God praise for an increase that has happened for our family. And that's that sometimes you think that some of the things you've worked so hard on, you've put so much focus on, you've given so much of the detail to make things work for the people that are your clients, for those of you who have clients that you work for. We saw one really big project come through, and it looked like a blessing. It ended up having a lot of chaos with it, a lot of toil to it. We had to pray and move some things out of the way and just declare shalom over this thing. And we're like, Lord, this is blessed. This is what you brought into our hand, and no man or nothing can stand in the way. Well, perseverance, right? We're here to persevere. We ain't here to give up and quit and go home. Something happened that contract ended up getting off the table for a good little while. And I was like, okay, all right, that's cool, because that's toil. And Lord, you said we were going to be blessed. So you do what you need to do, but the blessing of the Lord is working in our lives. This was a good, maybe a year or so ago? Well, recently, that same company, actually, let me back up. That company ended up having to pay our company to get out of their contract. That's something they don't do, but favor and grace, praise God, that we were like, okay, just be done with it, move on. All is well. They paid to get out of the contract, went on their little happy way, and just maybe a month or so ago, that same contractor called Hector and they said, listen, we want that building, and my company that he works for has all of the finances to pay you right away. Don't have to go through the banks. Don't have to wait on the contract. They still had the contract. Just do some reworking with it. That was it. Done. Solid deal. And I have been believing that the delay on this one this time, I said, no, get out the way. You ain't messing it. You ain't messing with it this time. Get your hands off of this project. This is a blessed project. We are in a season where the spirit of increase is upon us, and we thank you for it, Lord, because you're the one who brought the increase. And I've been telling my husband, I hear the Lord say, this company says yes. This company says yes. And that's what we've been meditating on. Other people we needed to come into agreement with, because words weren't in line with what we were saying. We were praying. We were standing on our part, knowing that the word of God works. And today they said yes. And I said, praise God for that blessing. The blessing of God. The blessing is working in your life. Believe it. Receive it. And as I said, you're going to see it happen for you immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you'll stand up with me, please. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Are we ready? Ready to shout? Ready to go out in victory. Father, we thank you that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. For taking me today. Blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field.